The Camp volleyball team finished their season on a very successful note. Camp finished 26-10 and 7-1 in the Rolling Valley Conference this season, their most win since the 2018-2019 season. The success came from the seniors, who came into the season ready to play and hit the court. Meredith Rich, Jenna Platt, Emma Fullman, Natalie Benkin, Peyton Laporte, and Eva Staffenson all played on the floor for Camp this season and helped to lead to a very successful year.
Yeah, I know. I can't really ask for more. Obviously, you never really want your season to end, but unfortunately, every season ends. I had a really fun group of girls. You know, I had six seniors, and all six of them played. I don't know that I've had that since I've been coaching at CAM. It's also pretty rare to have, you know, that many seniors playing and starting pretty much anywhere. So I've been really, really lucky with that. They've been part of the program for 4 years. So, you know, when we started back in August, they didn't have a lot of questions. They knew exactly what to expect, and we kind of just got right to work.
Speaking of seniors, Meredith Rich led the team in digs of 491 this season. She took a bit of a transition role, going from playing all around and hitting in the front row to a primarily defensive role in the back row. Head coach Jenna McDonald knew that Rich's quickness helped the Cougars get the job done in the back row to lead to their success in the front row.
Yeah, definitely. She kind of stepped into a new role for us this year. She's been hitting for me since she was a freshman. You know, whether it was JV or varsity, she's been a hitter. And, you know, this summer I kind of was toying with the idea of running her in the back row. She just moves. She's so quick in that middle pack position, which is kind of rare for a libero to stay back there too. But She did a nice job back there. She, you know, hit the floor a lot and got the job done for us quite often.
Speaking of that success in the front row, Ava Stephenson kept her presence well known for opposing teams. The senior led the team in kills with 374 and in serving aces with 47, while also serving 90%, as she was so good that teams struggled to defend against her this season. Emma Fullman sat right behind her with 191 kills and was second on the team of blocks with 32. When these two were playing their best, so was the team as a whole.
Yeah, you know, when those two girls were on, it was really, really tough for, you know, other teams to beat us. You know, Eva just kind of started teeing off early in the season, and it was really fun watching her just kind of keep getting hotter and hotter every game. I had, you know, a couple coaches that were like, we don't know how to stop her. And I'm like, I'm her coach and I don't know how to stop her. So, you know, good luck there. And you know, there's Emma who, you know, statistically it looks like she's, you know, pretty far behind Eva, but she was such a presence in that front row for us all year long. She was a great blocker. She's a hard worker. She played great back row for us. You know, I just had really two really good all around players right there.
The thing about the success is you'd think that the Cougars would be starting a senior center. Rather, the Cougars utilized Courtney Fullman, who earned 653 assists this season, as a freshman. The freshman also earned 32 kills and had 9 blocks. Coach McDonald didn't know what she was going to get out of Fullman this season, and the surprise was a good one, as she was not only a leader on the floor, but she continued to get better all season.
You never really know what you're going to get when you have a freshman setter. It's pretty rare. Even for a small school, it's pretty rare to, you know, have a freshman setter, especially setting the whole time. Sometimes they'll run, you know, two setters with freshmen, but to run that setter, basically running the entire offense as, you know, she's a 14-year-old. This is crazy for me to think about. She did a great job for us this year. So I'm just really excited to see what her growth is going to be for, you know, the next 3 years.
Looking forward to next season, the Cougars are losing six seniors, and many teams would think that Cam would be hitting the reset button, but rather the Cougars will just be filling in the spots left by the seniors.
Yeah, you know, when you graduate six seniors, it's kind of hard to think about, you know, who you've got all coming up. People are going to, you know, be thinking we're going to be rebuilding. But I've got, you know, even though I had some freshmen that really stood out this year and some sophomores too, you know, I don't see it as much of a rebuilding year because they've been part of the program already and they kind of know what to do and what to expect and, you know, what I'm expecting from them on court and at practice. You know, Ruthie Rich started playing for us a little bit this season. She can play anywhere. I already don't even have a clue where the best spot for her is. She can hit out of the middle. She can hit out of the outside. She can hit on the right side. She can play defense. When her head's in the game, she can serve. So she's going to be fun to watch these next couple of years. I've got Krista James coming up. She's tall. We got, you know, some girls in the middle that'll be doing some good work for us. JC Eden, she can hit, even though she played mostly back row for us. She really stepped up her hitting game in practice this year. It'll be interesting, but it'll be fun.
Coach McDonald is looking forward to next season and thanks the athletes, community, and coaches for all the fun and success this season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.